The speaker is getting ready for a night out. She has chosen an outfit. Skimpy dress, heels, choker. Happy with her choices, she sends a voice note and some photos to her partner, who is currently working. Hey, I miss you. I'm sorry you can't come tonight. It sucks you're having to work. I was really hoping to introduce you to everyone else later. Well, to cheer you up, I've sent you some photos. Let me know what you think of my outfit. I wish you were here with me because I think you'd love it. Tight little dress, heels, choker. I love you. Mwah. Hey, I'm not sure what you mean when you said my outfit was too much. I mean, I know it's a little revealing, but it's no different to what I usually wear when we go out. You've never complained before. I'm hoping it was just a joke. Anyway, I love you, babe. Mwah. Hey, look, I get that you're pissed that you can't come tonight, but I'm not going to change what I'm wearing just because you're not here. And slutty? Seriously? You don't complain when I wear my heels for you, or the choker. And you bought me this dress. I get it, really. You miss me. You're jealous. You're upset that other guys are going to see me like this. But you have nothing to worry about. I love you, and I promise you'll get your chance to see me dressed up when I get home later. Are you seriously suggesting I don't go tonight? Just because of my outfit? Are you fucking with me right now? I don't know what you mean by the way you are when you've had a few drinks, but it sounds like you don't trust me. So what if some guys come up to me? Nothing is going to happen. Nothing. You think guys don't come up to me all the time anyway? You think I'm not getting attention every time I go out without you? Babe, it's not a big deal. I just tell them I have a boyfriend and they'll leave me alone. And if they don't, Mark and Carlos will just tell them to fuck off. Look, I get it. I know lots of guys have jealousy issues. But it's seriously not cool. You can trust me. We'll talk about it when I get home. Babe, seriously, you need to chill. I never said it was a girls' night. I told you I was going out with people from work. There's four girls and two guys. Besides, Mark and Carlos aren't going to be interested in me. There's going to be plenty of other girls there, and I'm sure they'll have plenty of attention from them. I'm going to head out. Let me know if we're cool. I'm not going to spend my night trying to make you feel better. You need to be mature about this. The speaker arrives at a bar with friends, a group of four girls and two guys from work. They enjoy the atmosphere, share some drinks, and chat. The speaker takes some photos with her friends. Hey, babe. I'm glad we're cool. I'm sorry about earlier. I know you were just sad you don't get to come out with us. I hope you're not working too hard. Hey, thanks. Oh, thank you. You should be here. The girls look so hot. I'll send you some pictures. Love you. Mwah. The group has now moved to a club. Drinks are flowing. People are dancing. The speaker finds a quiet corner to send another voice note. Hey, I thought we talked about this. I sent you those photos because I thought you were cool. I thought you'd want to see me. So what if he has his arm around me? He's a friend. He's from my work. Friends stand close to each other. His hand was on my waist, not my ass. You need to grow up. I know you're jealous because you're stuck at work while I have fun. But that doesn't mean you can just ruin my night. I look hot. Guys want to talk to me. If you don't trust me, that's your problem. I'm going back to the bar. Let me know when you're done sulking. Seriously? You want me to come home? Why? Because you still don't trust me? And what the fuck do you mean I look like I'm enjoying the attention? I'm on a night out. I'm supposed to enjoy it. I'm glad you've left work early, but you better not have done it because of me. I'm not going to leave here and rush home to you after you've been such an asshole all night. You don't control me. You don't get to tell me what to wear or who to go out with or when to come home. I'm going to stay here, hit a couple more bars with my friends. When I'm done, I'll come home to you. if you apologize to me for being such a dick, maybe you'll still get lucky. Now chill. Seriously. I'll see you when I get home. Are you fucking kidding? Are you seriously sat at home stalking my friend's socials because you don't trust me? You're an idiot. I'm not dancing with the guy. I'm dancing with lots of people. Guys, girls, complete fucking strangers. I'm on a fucking dance floor. And I wasn't grinding on him. It's fucking dancing. You need to stop acting like I'm some slut who can't be trusted. I'm loyal. I could have cheated on you loads of times. Guys hit on me all the time. I've never done anything to make you doubt me, but you're seriously going to act like I'm cheating the moment I go out without you? I swear to God, you need to get a grip. Seriously. If you can't trust me, then what the fuck am I doing turning down all these guys? The speaker is pissed, and rightly so. She has decided that since her partner doesn't trust her anyway, why not enjoy some of the attention she receives for once and even reciprocate? She has given in to Mark's advances and entered a taxi with him, where the two begin to make out. Hey, baby. So, you finally apologize? You're such an asshole. I've never done anything to make you doubt me. I've turned down so many guys. Hot guys, too. And yet you treat me like I'm just a slut who can't be trusted. Well, maybe I should be a slut. I could be. I could have gone home with so many guys tonight. I've missed out on so many hookups. Because I love you. Because I'm loyal. And for what? For you to treat me like I'm a cheater? You're insecure, baby. Someone else? Seriously? Well, maybe there is. Maybe, since you didn't trust me, I decided to have a little fun. I mean, if you're going to treat me like I'm a slut anyway, why shouldn't I? The speaker arrives at Mark's house, progressing instantly to the sofa where they continue to make out. Oh. So now you realize you were being an asshole? I gave you so many chances to stop treating me like a slut, but you just couldn't help it. It's a bit late to say sorry. You might already be too late. What if I'm already in someone else's bed? What if I've decided to be the slut you keep treating me like? Mark has removed the speaker's panties and is now using his tongue to pleasure her as she sits on the sofa, listening and replying to her partner's voice note. The listener tries to call her. Did you just try to call me? Do you really think I want to talk to you after the way you've been treating me all night? All you had to do was trust me. All you had to do was treat me like the good, loyal girlfriend I've always been. But now? Maybe you're right. Maybe I am just fucking with you. But you never know. Now you have to wonder, what's really happening here? What am I really up to? You brought this on yourself. You called me slutty, so maybe I'm being slutty. I'll see you later, baby. One of the girls? You think we're just messing with you? You weren't pissed because you thought I was dancing with one of the girls. If I was going to be a slut, it wouldn't be with one of my girlfriends. I'd have gone home with a hot guy. One of my friends. Maybe Mark. Maybe Mark's here right now. Maybe he's... Oh, fuck. Maybe he's between my thighs, using his tongue. Maybe he's getting me ready to be a real slut for him. The listener calls the speaker again, who answers this time. She speaks to the listener while continuing to receive oral from Mark. Hey, I told you I didn't want to talk. I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing. You don't get it, do you? You've ruined my entire fucking night. With your whining, your fucking insecurities. It's pathetic. All I wanted was to dress up and have fun. But you just couldn't handle that, could you? You're such an asshole. Oh, fuck. Wait, I'll hang up soon. I'm just telling him this is his fucking fault. Does it matter if I'm talking to someone? A guy? Well, you thought I was cheating on you anyway. I thought you'd already made up your mind. Maybe I am with a guy. Maybe I'm at Mark's. Maybe he's doing more than just grinding on me. He could be here right now licking my clit while you bitch and moan. You should have just let me have fun tonight, baby. You're sorry? Oh, you already said you're sorry. But you just couldn't drop it, could you? You weren't happy until... Oh, fuck. So you spent your whole fucking night worrying I was going to cheat on you. And now you don't believe I'd actually do it? You're fucking crazy. I'm crazy. Seriously? Listen to this. Hey, stand up. Mark stands up. The speaker unbuckles his belt and pulls down his pants, ready to give him a blowjob. So, do you recognize these sounds? Do you know what I'm doing? A toy? You're an idiot. This could have been you. You could have just let me enjoy my night. You could have just waited for me to come home. I would have been so fucking horny for you. I would have climbed on top of you the moment I'd walked through the door. But you just couldn't help it, could you? You just had to be a jealous, controlling asshole. So now, I'm doing it for someone else. I sound serious. I am serious. This could have been you, baby. I could have been taking your fucking cock in my throat tonight. You fucked up. You just couldn't show me the fucking respect I deserve. I deserve so much more than a whiny, jealous fucking asshole. Fuck me. Okay, I'll hang up. Stay on the phone. Okay, that's fucking crazy. Okay. Doggy? Yeah, I love doggy. Okay. The speaker turns around and kneels on the sofa, ready to let Mark fuck her. Oh, fuck. Really? Don't do it. You don't think it's a little... Oh, fuck. A little late for that? Oh, shit. Sorry. You weren't sorry when it was my feelings being hurt. You weren't sorry when you were calling me a slut. You weren't sorry when you were ruining my fucking night, asshole. Slow, baby. You're big. You're so fucking big. You're only sorry now because you think someone else is fucking my precious little pussy. You're not sorry. You're just jealous. Oh my fucking god. You always knew I was a slut. Oh, fuck off. I've been loyal to you. I always was. But you treat me like a fucking whore. You just couldn't trust me, could you? Oh, shit. Fuck me harder. Harder, baby. Now I'm being a whore. I'm being such a dirty fucking slut. I'm being the slut you thought I was. I'm taking his big fat fucking cock so well. That's right, baby. Call me a whore. Call me whatever the fuck you want. You're just a pathetic, small dick, jealous fucking loser. Oh god. Oh my god. You're so fucking good. You're so fucking deep inside of me. Oh, he's so fucking big. He's so much fucking bigger than you. You like that? You like hearing me call him a fucking loser? You like hearing how much bigger your cock is? I was loyal to you. I was loyal to your little pathetic fucking loser dick. For what? You didn't trust me anyway. Why don't you just take out your fucking dick now, baby? Stroke your little dick for me one last time before I fucking leave you. You don't want me to leave you. You call me a whore. You treat me like a slut. You're sorry. I'm not. I'm not sorry I'm getting railed by this fat fucking cock. I'm not sorry I called you a fucking loser. Oh, God. I'm so fucking close. Don't stop. Don't you dare fucking stop. That's right, baby. Keep fucking apologizing. Keep fucking begging me to forgive you. It's just turning me on more. You wanted to control me. Seriously? A fucking loser like you? I'm so much fucking better than you. I deserve better than you. I deserve this dick. Fuck me. Fucking slam your fucking cock into my tiny little pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Are you still there? Are you still there, baby? Oh, fuck. He's going to make me come. Are you going to listen? You could have hung up. You should have. Any normal guy would have. But not you. Not a pathetic loser like you. Touching yourself. You actually did that. God, you're fucking pathetic. I was joking. Okay, keep fucking stroking it then. Keep stroking your pathetic, worthless loser dick. It'll be the last time I make you come. Yeah, he's seriously doing it. He's actually jerking off while you fuck me. Really? You think I should? Okay. He's got me so fucking close. Do you want me to come, baby? You do. You really want another man to make me come. I thought you were jealous. The beg him to make me come. I've put you on speaker. I'm serious. He can hear you. So beg Mark to make me come with the superior dick. In fact, I want you to say it. Say I want you to make her come with your superior dick. I know, right? What a fucking loser. Fuck me. Fuck me hard. Make me come, baby. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I'm coming. I'm fucking coming. Why? Inside me? Just fucking come inside me. Don't stop. You hear that, baby? He's going to come inside me. He's going to empty his balls inside my precious cunt. Oh, fuck. You're coming? Seriously? You're coming while another man fills your girl's cunt? You're fucking pathetic. Oh my fucking God. He fucking came. I'm serious. I fucking heard him. Oh shit. That was fucking crazy. Oh fuck. Oh, that's a lot of cum. Get me a towel. Mark leaves to fetch a towel. The speaker recovers her breath and calms down slightly. Are you still there? Leave you? Aw, I don't know. I was serious. You've been a real asshole tonight, but you're sorry. I know, baby. Punished? I guess you have been punished. We'll talk about it when I get home. When? I don't know, baby. But probably tomorrow. A lift? No, I'm okay, baby. I'll stay here. Why do you think? You were an asshole all night. I've still got a lot of catching up to do. Good night, baby. Mwah.